So my hair started in a ponytail, and this is where we're at now. So I'm so sorry. It looks like a disaster.
Well, congratulations on the show. I watched the first episode. It's fantastic. So for fans, obviously they haven't seen the show. So how would you say, Dixie, how would you say that this compares to maybe like a Kardashian show, or how is it different from other reality shows on about families?
I think it's definitely a little more dramatic in the sense that it's not. It's our lives, it's our mental health, it's our emotions, and it's also showing something that we're learning about at the same time. Like, we have no idea what we're doing, but I think it's just cool to be able to see our journey and how, like, every day we wake up and learn something new. Every day we have is different, and you can see that in the show.
Definitely. Mark and Heidi, how would you say that you keep your kids grounded with everything that is going on and all of this fame so sudden as well?
I think we always wanted to be parents, and we take it really seriously. And I think we'd never parenting is hard, man. It's like there's no rule book, and we've done the best we can do over the these past 20 years, and it hasn't changed. Now with the new, I think the fact that we haven't let it change the way we parent has kind of ultimately kept everybody grounded, and including ourselves. So, but I owe a lot to Heidi. I mean, I think she's been done a great job being a great friend to the girls, but also keeping them just they have those three. We all have a great relationship, but those three definitely. Heidi's done a great job being a parent and being a mom to the girls.
Definitely.
You know, a lot of the show, or at least the first episode, Dixie, like you said, it's a lot about mental health as well, and how, you know, fame can really take a toll on your mental health. Charlie, do you try not to pay attention to the negative comments at times, or is it, you know, inevitable to look at them?
It's obviously inevitable. I'm not going to leave all the people that care about me behind just because I don't want to look at the negative comments. I look at both of them. I try not to let the negative ones get to me, and I only respond now to the positive ones because I would rather draw more attention to positivity and let the people that leave me negative comments know that they're not going to get a response, you know?
Definitely. I mean, Dixie, we see a really emotional moment with you and your family after, you know, you re read some negative comments about yourself. Why was that so important for you to show that to fans and to viewers?
I think it was important because I knew I wasn't going to be in that moment forever. I knew everything was eventually going to be better, even if I couldn't see when or how. I wanted to show my personal growth. I wanted to show literally the bottom of the bottom of how I'm feeling, and just me knowing that it was going to get better really pushed me to have that filmed and have that shown to people. And now watching it, I realize how much I've grown in the past couple of months, and how the negative comments don't even affect me. Even if I can read 100 of them, and I'm just like, oh, it's fine. It's 100 comments out of the 50 million people who support me. A few comments saying some mean things won't bother me.
Definitely. Heidi, do you feel yourself going into like mama bear mode when that happens?
Yes, I have also had a lot of growth in that department. I learn a lot from Dixie and Charlie, and they've taught me to not spend my energy doing that. It's not worth it. It makes it worse and gets more attention to that negativity, and don't bring it there. So as hard as it is, I don't engage anymore, but it's hard. You want to protect your kids. You know what? No one wants people saying mean things to their kids. So, but I'm getting much better.
Definitely. Charlie, Dixie, do you ever feel like you're missing out on a normal childhood at all? Or there are there things that you feel like you miss?
Of course, there's definitely things that I wish I could be a part of, like prom and things like that at like a normal high school, but at the same time, everyone kind of did online school as I did online school. Everyone was kind of on the same page as me while this was happening to me. So I honestly don't feel like I missed too much. I would have missed more if it was a normal year.
Yeah,
That
I
is
feel the
true.
same. Like, I missed my senior prom, but everyone did because of everything, but I got to graduate with my class and I was really excited about that. And I still get to, when we go home to Connecticut, I still hang out with all my friends. We do all the fun stuff we used to do, and it's not far from how we used to hang out.
Definitely. Charlie, Dixie, you know, dating and maintaining friendships, I'm sure, with, is hard enough as it is, but I'm sure it's even hard enough in the spotlight. How do you balance everything? And is it hard to go out on dates?
Well, I mean, she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
We just find time to have fun. I mean, we've both been super busy these past couple months, so we haven't even really had time to go on dates. But when we do, we always just try to, either we go somewhere late at night and go to the beach or something, or just find time where it's not, where we can be by ourselves. But we do a lot of like date nights at my apartment. We'll order food and just make it really cute if we don't want to go out.
Charlie, how about you?
Well, I haven't really gone on many dates, but when I do go out with my friends, I normally try my best to keep low key. Just because it's fun that way. Usually like to like go and get food or go on car rides and things like that that are super, super fun. But I also do a lot of the same ways of hanging out with my friends that I used to. 9 out of 10 times, we're just hanging out at my house, which is exactly what I did before. So,
right. Not much has changed.